y'all know what we talking about.
I forget.
It says something about Disney buying EA.
Yes, sir. Yep.
What they gonna do?
But everybody, welcome back to another episode of the 2-for-1 Special Podcast. My name Randall, and with me as always, my boy LJ and the OG Daddy himself. May I go ahead and talk to these people, man?
What's up?
What's up?
All right, now welcome back. I said 2-for-1 special, but it's still the same thing. But welcome back to another episode of Petty Hours. Now, a couple weeks ago, I was scrolling through Facebook, getting some topics for the recent podcast and for Petty Hours. And I came across an article saying how EA is potentially trying to buy EA to kind of count.
Disney's trying to buy EA.
Yeah. Disney trying to buy EA, and then the reason they trying to buy EA is to kind of compete with Xbox. Mm-hmm. So that's what we're gonna talk about now. So yeah, I think that's a good idea for Disney to get into to buy EA. Yeah, I think so.
So let Dad go if Disney is trying to get into the video game sphere, trying to get their own console or something like that.
They don't need their own console.
Then yes, I will understand what they're trying to do.
Right.
But no, like Disney has like television and like most media locked down so much to where this just feels like a just feel like the government was stepping more on this than anything.
I gotcha. Now hold on before you say something, LJ. Now, Dad, correct me if I'm wrong, because like I said, you was in the gaming industry before me and LJ got started. I could have sworn, didn't Disney used to make video games a long time ago?
They would make video games for other consoles. Like, you would have, like, your DuckTales and, like, but it was for, like, consoles or something like that.
Right.
They weren't trying to buy a whole company and stuff like that. Try to make their own games and stuff like that. Now, if they want to be, like, a distributor or something like that or something like I can understand that, but like, and for what I see, like Disney's trying to make their own market in their own video games, have you buy into their product,
right?
And to me, it's not even the right time for it because the way cloud streaming is, it's probably the next thing. Consoles are not going to be that big of a thing for a while. Like CPU computer gaming is not going to stop. That's always going to be there,
right?
But as far as like the in-home casual person, and that's what they're trying to appeal to, that's probably going to be lowered down to like just like streaming like off your TV and stuff like that.
I gotcha. So, yeah, I totally see that. But LJ, what you about to say?
So, from what the article y'all saw and read, it said they was trying to make their own console. Or they want to get into the console game?
Now, for what I saw, because Dad probably saw something different, but what I saw, Disney trying to buy EA completely, because they saw their, you know, like every quarter they do right. Their little reports. They saw that EA was basically collapsing.
Yeah.
And then one of the executives from Disney, I don't know which branch, is trying to compete, is trying to get into the gaming industry because they saw how much money it is, and then they heard about how Amazon getting into it and Xbox is getting into it, or how Xbox is expanding. So they trying to compete with Amazon and Xbox at the same time.
Well, Amazon is failing because every game they done put out has...
I was going to say, you play damn near every Amazon game.
I only played one.
How many did they push out? Only
three.
The three? Okay, yeah. Okay.
Both of them, the first two died on arrival low-key. And then the third one he's talking about, the one I played was...
Dang, I can't remember. That game was popping, too.
No, I can't think of it now.
I can't think of it, dang. I know exactly what you're talking about, though.
Damn. It's an MMO.
The MMO, yep.
And it was big, and it had a whole bunch of people playing it at the time.
I forgot the name. It's so easy too. I forgot the name.
And they just had an update.
And it was big as it was like number one streaming on Twitch for a while. I forgot what it's called.
Hold on.
Why LJ doing that? Dad, do you think Disney can compete in the video game industry?
New World? Yep.
That show.
Okay. Disney has the money to put their backing behind anything.
Right.
So, I guess it could. To me, it's like it's a bad timing for it and stuff like that. Because we're there to go on stream, like I said earlier.
Right.
So, I'm sure they could do something like that, but that's not something I see them actually doing and winning. Especially since the EA is not going to sell to Disney right now. If anything, EA would sell to Microsoft. It would be the courts all over again.
I can see that, because they got to deal with Xbox anyways, with Game Pass.
Yeah,
I can totally see that.
Which PlayStation could have had that deal too, but they said no, we don't want this. And now they Ubisoft Plus.
Now let me ask y'all this: do you think, let's say they more than likely they probably ain't gonna pick up EA, but let's say, do y'all think they need a step foot in the video game industry now? Because I forgot, it was one of these executives, I forgot which one. He is so interested into gaming that he wants Disney to get in there. I forgot his name, though. But do y'all think they need a step foot in the gaming industry now?
I mean, it just depends. So, my thing about it is that Disney, they don't have to buy EA.
Right.
They just need to buy a little company. And it's the reason, and like the reason I'm asking what they're trying to do, because if they're just trying to make games, they can just make games. They just have to
I'm pretty sure that's, yeah, I think that's a company.
Now, if they're trying to make a console, that makes absolutely no sense, because a fourth console would die on arrival.
Look at Google.
The Stadia, for example.
Man, that was garbage.
It was just die on arrival no matter what happened. It's locked. You're locked on either PC, which is, at this point, I don't even consider PC a console. I feel like that's just something everybody has. It's just, do you use yours for gaming?
All right.
But if we're talking about consoles, we're talking about Xbox, Nintendo, and PlayStation. And those three have it unlocked. It doesn't look like they are going to get those reins taken away from them anytime soon, unless one of those three just suddenly becomes bankrupt.
Right.
So that then takes me into the consideration of they just want to make games, which is understandable. And the reason why that's understandable is because look at how much money Spider-Man 2 is making.
Make a lot of money.
Look at how much money Star Wars can make when they make a good game, or they, the licenses get approved and the game comes out well. They back in the day, they used to have those little ROM games with Aladdin, DuckTales. Dad said,
"Let me cut you off real quick because it just clicked in my head. Who owned the rights to Kingdom Hearts?
Disney and Square Enix.
Okay."
They can't own it.
So, I think that's the reason. I don't want to lie. But I think that's part of the reason. Because how everybody loved Kingdom Hearts. Because they got a cult following. So, I think that was the reason why he kind of got an interest in it. Because he used to love play Kingdom Hearts. Like I said, I forgot who the executive is, though.
And that's good. And Kingdom Hearts is, from what I've seen, is a great game. I try to play
it. Oh, yeah. It's a great game.
Confusing as hell.
Yes. Hold on, LJ. Ain't it something similar? I could be so off though, but ain't the story kind of similar to like how the Mass Effect trilogy was?
Not at all.
Not at all. Okay.
No.
Okay.
No. Not even close.
Because what Dad said is confusing. A lot of people said that.
Mass Effect?
No. I'm talking about Kingdom Hearts.
No,
I played.
You don't understand Mass Effect. You just don't.
I play Mass Effect. I know the story, but I'm just saying how a lot of people, like Dad said, it's confusing. A lot of people keep on saying how Kingdom Hearts confusing.
Yes, because
which it is though. It is.
There's literally a whole game. One of the games, I think it's one of the remixes, literally talks about everything that happened in the past. And if you technically want to play the game in chronological order, I think you have to play the last game.
Yeah.
And then you start with the fourth game, and then you got to find the two remixes, and then you got to find the...
No, it's three.
I know, no. But the two remixes come before the third one.
Oh, yeah.
So,
like,
technically, the last game is the last remix, I believe. So, that's what's it's confusing all about that. Play,
but I heard good things about Kingdom Hearts, though. I got on my PC. I don't know when the hell I'm gonna play though.
No. Kingdom Hearts is a great game, and the stuff you do in it is great. The problem with that though is that the reason why Kingdom Hearts did so well is because Disney told Square Enix, "Hey, you can do what you want, but please treat our characters right." And Square Enix is known for treating their characters right.
Right.
The only reason that game is successful is for Square Enix. I can't think of really another...
So Disney had no involvement in that?
Other than giving them the rights to the characters. Yeah,
okay.
That's it.
Okay.
That's all they did. Square Enix made the story. That's why it's so confusing.
this got how confusing the story is. If you just play one, then two, then three, you have no idea what happened in between. Because they don't even tell you really what happened in between. Mm-hmm. Like, if I ever played one and two... Going to two, I was like, "Who the hell is this Roxas guy? Like, why am I playing this here? Like, what is going on?" But apparently, you had to play the two other ones that were on Game Boy Advance, in order to figure out what was going on. It was, oh my gosh, it was weird.
You can kind of say, Final Fantasy story. Is like that because it's a Square Enix game,
bruh. Yeah.
But the only thing about it is that most of those games are kept within their games and not expanding to 8 other games.
Right.
It might be confusing at first. Here's the real one. Souls games, because Souls you don't get told the story; you have to read it.
Talking about Dark Souls.
Yeah.
Okay.
You have to read item descriptions. Very hard to carry the dialogue to understand what's going on.
See, that's the reason why I didn't play Starfield, because you legit cannot skip no conversations in Starfield. If you skip some, because I used to I was just pressing because I was just trying to go. You just can't. You gotta actually sit there and listen to the character, and you gotta actually make a decision. And if you make the wrong decision, screw everything up.
But my understanding of that is that's only if you're trying to get a specific thing, / if you're actually trying to pay attention to the story.
Yeah,
I don't know you to pay attention to too many stories anyway, so.
It all depends on the game. I ain't gonna lie. It all depends on the game. But I didn't know that Starfield was that story driven though. Yeah. How they were promoting and stuff like that, I didn't know what that story driven. So
it's a Bethesda game.
Which is true, but they was talking about how new and different this is, because I didn't know it was going to be Skyrim 2.0. If I knew that, I was like, yeah, I was going to play it.
Okay, you're giving it way too much praise. Calm down now. I didn't play Skyrim, and I know that's way too much. if it's just them wanting to get into the gaming industry because they realize, we are losing money on this, then yeah, that's fine. But if they want to make good games, they're going to have to get a good studio.
You don't think EA a good studio? Well, it used to be, but you don't think it is now?
No.
Well, Dad, this is all you. Because I sure forgot. You play Madden and you a diehard Mass Effect fan. So, I should be asking you that. You don't think EA, you don't think Disney should back EA? Yeah, they do got a lot of problems.
EA Sports is in their thing. They're making money, but they're not really fan acclaim. Like, the fans don't really love them like that, you know. But people who are sports heads and traditionalists, they keep buying it.
Right.
Me, personally, I have no problem with what Madden does and everything like that. People complain about certain things, but those people haven't been with the game for like years, or they're just like, or they're just rage baiting people. So, and Madden gets a lot of that. That's really the main moneymaker, because the other studios that they have, or the other departments, don't put out enough content to be like, what's the word I'm looking for? Profitable as much as they should be. Because I'll tell you what, the next year when college football comes out, it's gonna shut down servers.
I forgot NCAA come back.
Mm-hmm. So, and like, between that and it's no longer FIFA, it's, I can't remember what it's called.
FC.
FC, yes. Those games are very profitable. But like, they're not making dead spaces anymore, like right now.
Right.
The remakes already came out, right?
For Dead Space?
Yeah.
Yeah, the remake came out. Yeah.
But like, they're not, I'm not confident in their new IPs that they're putting out.
Hold on, what about I forget the name, because I got it on my wish list. The one where the Greek God one EA just made. That one got a lot of good reviews on it. I forgot the name of it, though.
Greek God?
It's something like Greek Gods. But where you get, like, elements, I'm sorry, not Greek Gods, elements. Where you get, like, different elements. It's something similar to how Destiny is without elements. You get lightning, you get void. You get fire. I forgot the name of it.
No idea what you talk about.
EA just, let me look it up, because EA just put it up there. But what about to say? Why I looked that up? So, do y'all think? So let's say Disney wants to get into it. Do y'all think they should get into it? Because Kingdom Hearts is doing good, even though they don't got nothing to do with
Disney
Kingdom Hearts.
Disney wants to really get into gaming. If Disney really wants to get in the gaming, they should make a big splash. And this would never happen, and this is the only reason I'm saying it. What they should do is they should go to Riot Games and give them a blank check and say, however much you want, we give to you.
Right.
And we get to buy you. You buy Riot Games, everybody freaks out, but you let Riot Games still do what they do. You fix up, you got to clean up their issues, but, you know, it's not really bad. Well, no, it's very bad. It's the same issues Blizzard has. It's the same issues, but nobody really calls them out on it because they make good games.
Right.
So, that's why nobody's, like, people know it happy, but they're like, well, Valorant's really good, and I really like League.
This is what I'm talking about, Dad, if I can show you this. Immortals.
Okay.
Yeah.
You can fix that. And when I put fix that, they done had their own problems, so they know how to sweep that stuff under the rug. So, you know. But you buy Riot, and then you go and find another either.
Wait, who got Riot now?
Nobody. Riot is owned by themselves.
I thought Xbox got
something. No, they just have a...
They got Game Pass collaboration. Right, that's okay. It. Okay.
That's all they have is that Game Pass collaboration.
Okay.
He should have got that pick.
Is Aubrey?
He should have. I mean, it was right in his hand. So you buy Riot, let Riot keep doing what they're doing because they're printing money right now, and they have other games coming out, like a League of Legends fighting game, and they got eventually going to make a MMORPG that everybody's so excited for. I'm excited for. I'm ready for that to come out.
What's the name of it?
Nobody knows.
Oh, nobody knows.
It's just called Project L.
Okay.
They have a Project L, a Project K, which is the fighting game, and a Project something else.
Right.
But everybody's just super excited for that MMORPG and just want them to start playing it. But You let Wyatt keep doing what you're doing, and then you go find a really good indie company. Let's say Hades, for example. You find Hades and maybe another one, put them together, and then that be your Disney making.
Because you love that game, don't you?
Hades is a really good game. Yeah. And that be the companies that make your Disney on the games, and they be in charge of, you know, then you start being like Nintendo. You make a Mickey Mouse game, however you want to make your Mickey Mouse game. If you want to make that into a platformer like Mario to compete against Mario, you can. Or, you know, something different. You know, there's things you can do there. The Toy Story franchise, you can even go like how they did the Buzz Lightyear movie.
Right.
I also think they want to start doing movie games again. We have gotten away from movie games.
When the last time they even did one?
No, because the last one I remember buying was Cars. That's the last one I remember buying.
Oh, yeah. You sure right. They did. Yeah.
But I think that's what they also want to do. They want to do movie games again. Which, you know.
But if it's like, which movie Disney made that can be a video?
They don't do all their Pixars. They want their Pixar games to come back.
I can see that.
I think I heard a rumor they wanted a Toy Story game, but they never could get it approved.
I think they were talking about an open world Toy Story game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. See, that's what I was saying. Whoever, because he just got on there. Whoever the executive is that worked for Disney, was on his mind. He pushing that objective to get Disney into the... He wants Disney in the gaming industry some type of way. For what reason, I do not know. But he really pushing that idea to get Disney in there. But I can see them act too. Go ahead, Dad. What you about to say?
If we're talking about hypothetical scenarios, you say they should buy Riot. I'm saying, like, we're talking hypotheticals that will never happen. Their best bet would be by Nintendo.
Okay, I know we talk about impossible, but I feel like this just super impossible.
The whole thing, no, Nintendo ain't.
I know we just talking about this is just impossible, and we know the Riot one is impossible, but I feel like there's still a chance there if Disney really went and did a blank check.
Here's the thing, though.
Nintendo would not allow
that. I could actually see. No. Dag probably owns something. I could actually see Nintendo giving it. I can see Disney actually buying Nintendo. The only reason why I say it's not going to happen and it's going to be racist, but it is what it is, strictly because Disney is in America. If Disney was made somewhere in Nintendo would have easily let...
Then why didn't they sell to Sony all them years ago?
You got me lost there. I can't tell you why. But I can see them doing a heavy... And I mean heavy collaboration, though. Because they both the same thing. Nintendo is family-friendly orientated. Same with Disney. If you do one thing, they cut you off. Same with Nintendo. If you do one thing, if you partner with Nintendo, because I don't know if y'all be watching YouTubers who is partnering with Nintendo. If you cuss or anything outside of they get cut.
Don't play with you.
You know what I'm saying? So I can actually see that, though. Nintendo can partner with Disney on something, but we all know how strict Nintendo is. Nintendo don't work with nobody. Only besides Sega, and that's because of Sonic. And that's it.
Technically, Sega's dead.
Right.
Only really.
That's the only collaboration I see them doing. But they probably, because back in the day, and correct me if I'm wrong, Dad, I remember back in the day, they used to collab with Nintendo all the time, right?
No, they used to hate each other. I don't know.
That's why I say correct me if I'm wrong.
Do you not remember the Sega Genesis and the Sega Dreamcast?
Oh, you brought back good memories.
They hated each other.
But, I mean.
They were ready to go to war. That's the whole reason Sony got to start, because Nintendo was trying to get the edge on Sega, and then they, what was it? They did something to Sony. Or the PlayStation people. And then PlayStation were like, well, freak y'all. We gonna go to... Why he look black?
He said he look black?
Yeah.
He
not black. He white.
Well.
He gave him
a Jerry curl. It's Auburn. We talking about LJ.
He gave him... You see him now. They did a picture of Peyton Thorne, and they put some melanin on him.
All I'm saying, I'm just happy he doing good because we winning, and I'm surprised we even winning this game. That's all I got to say. But Disney, to be honest with y'all, I could actually see Disney getting into the game industry though.
No, they probably will, and they might eventually do it, but it's not gonna be with EA. It's going to be them buying some indie companies to make these little something. I mean, like I said, what you do is you get your most popular character, which is Mickey Mouse.
Mm-hmm.
And you go and you find something that is Mickey Mouse's. So either make it a platformer.
Well, no, we can't say Mickey Mouse because technically Mickey Mouse, besides the dude, is probably the face of Kingdom Hearts.
I don't. No, I don't think that matters.
No, okay.
I don't think that matters.
I got you.
Because you know, the face of Kingdom Hearts is the dude and the eight other, the human people, in my opinion.
Right.
Sora. I think Sora's the face of Kingdom Hearts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Mickey Mouse, Donald, and Goofy are just, you know, they're, you like them because they're Mickey Mouse, Goofy, and Donald.
Yeah.
But other than that.
And they had a poster of Donald holding a gun. Which is crazy. I just want to throw that in there.
But no. I think you literally can, if you just do Mario. You do a 2D platformer. You have the different characters. You can either play Mickey, Minnie, Donald, Goofy.
However, you have
power ups like the magic hat from Fantastica.
Right.
Steampunk Willy powers. Instead of having Yoshi, you have Pluto.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all there. But it just depends on what they want to do with it, really.
LJ.
Uh-huh.
It wouldn't be fair if I didn't call you out. It's not Fantastica, it's Fantasia.
He tried.
But the thing is, though, to be honest with y'all, and I'm probably going to get some hate. To be honest with y'all, if Disney actually put their mind into it, they can really take over the gaming industry.
No, they can't.
No.
I'm just saying, like Nintendo part, not Xbox, PlayStation, PC.
No, I don't even think they can.
I think they really can. But just imagine, Mario versus Mickey Mouse.
Mario still wins.
I just think it's so much you can do with
the Disney adults and the Disney kids will love it.
But with the 2D platform and all that stuff, I think they can compete with Mario though.
I didn't say they couldn't compete. Right. I still give the edge over to Mario and Nintendo.
It's only because of nostalgia.
I don't even think of that because that's what you're playing on with Disney's nostalgia.
Yeah, you're right.
Disney doesn't even have, like, if you go with the Disney Channel. They don't have anything Mickey Mouse related.
I ain't gonna lie. It been forever since I looked at Disney. But I take your word on it. Cause I'm pretty sure they got rid of everything on there. But I'm just saying, though, I think they can actually, if they put their mind into it, because they got the characters, they don't need a hired team. Be like, hey, we need y'all to come up with some video game characters. They got the characters.
No, they have the IPs. Yeah. They just need a team.
If they want to create
the games.
Yeah, if they really want to do that, but only time will tell though. So we'll see. But we just want to share that with y'all, man. Disney is thinking about getting into the gaming stuff, the gaming world, and they got that eye set on EA. Is that gonna go through? Do not know, but they are in talks. They may do some collaboration. They already got some games because I'm playing the free-to-play racing game from Disney. And to be honest with y'all, it's amazing. The only thing that probably killing that game is the microtransactions because it's a lot. And it's kind of play to win depending on what kind of cart you want because they got like uncommon, common, rare, and then they got the exotic, the gold. I forgot what they call them. I forgot what they call the gold. If you get the gold, you can't unlock the gold. The only way you unlock the gold is you pretty much gotta put money into it. And the golds are extremely faster than any kart, go-kart in the game. And when you play competitive, you basically get a head start. So that's why a lot of people say it's free play. I mean, pay to win, I'm sorry. But other than that, though, they got it down pat. The game is fun. They got a lot of content for it to be free to play. Like, they, to be honest with y'all, they could easily make this like a $30, $35 game and just cut off the microtransactions. But like I said, there's so much stuff in that game. So Disney got the recipe to get into the gaming industry. Are they going to do it? They probably is, because like I said, way, way back in the day, I remember they was pushing out games, especially in Nintendo 64, because I had a good few of them on my Nintendo 64. But only time would tell with Nintendo. But Dad, what you got before we head up out of this thing, Dad?
I ain't got much. Go ahead, go to that. I got nothing else to add.
Nothing?
Not really, because I just think these make a mistake if they try to get the game thing. So
Dad ain't feeling it. Wow. Dad ain't feeling it.
Wow. I don't know. I don't think you got much to say either. I mean, it's a good idea for them to buy something. It's just that it's definitely not going to be EA. It definitely won't be Riot, and it definitely won't be Nintendo. But they'll probably find a game company that has a little recognition on them and start having them build games for them.
Mm-hmm.
If they actually want to get into the gaming market.
And like I said before, They could do it, because they got the, they did it before. Well, they ain't did it before, but they're not used to, I mean, not used. I can't even talk right. They're not new into the gaming industry. They used to make games way more back in the day. Like LJ said, they made cars. They used to make standalone Mickey Mouse games. They actually, I just remember now, and you should remember too, because we used to play it when you used to come over to my house. They used to have a Disney Mario Party type game. Remember that game we used to play?
So
they got it. Now, they probably, because to be honest with y'all, to be completely honest with y'all, it's really not hard for them to get into the gaming industry, because they can legit just copy and paste Nintendo, but Nintendo can sue them. And I think that's the reason why they ain't doing it.
You can't sue them for a 2D platformer.
Yeah, you're right, because a lot of people do that.
Right. You can't sue them. There's Pummel Party. The only thing Nintendo knows that they can actually sue for and they keep doing is Pokemon. That's right. The only thing that they really like, hey, we're going to try to stop everything at. But I think even that's about to run out, and they're going to have to stop doing that eventually.
Yeah, because it's three of them that's coming out next year.
Right.
Yeah.
So, yeah. They you can't do 2D platformers. You can't do, like, and that's all they really, I mean, that's not all they have, but they. Like,
talking about Nintendo?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But they can't be suing for all of that. Now, if for some reason, the only one I would be like, oh, y'all are actually ripping off Nintendo, is if they go and build, like, they do, I like this game, the Squid Kids game.
Splatoon?
There you go.
Okay.
And they make, like, a Splatoon game, then I'd probably be like, okay, y'all definitely ripping off Disney. Nintendo. The other ones, I would be like, I mean, yeah, you ripping them off, but it's a 2D platformer. There ain't too much more you can do.
There's so many 2D platforms out there. So, yeah. I see where you come from. Dang. Because to be honest with you, bro, not Nintendo. Disney can make a good Splatoon game. I thought you said something about it. But, like I said, Disney, they got it. They used to, and then they stopped. And then they started working on other stuff. And I think Marvel pretty much took over Disney's thing. And Disney just said, screw it. We ain't for the make games. And then whoever they got into the office now, he's into gaming. And I think he saw how much money gaming was making. And he was like, let's try to see if Disney can step their foot in that. So only time will tell whenever Disney gonna make an announcement. I'm pretty sure that they gonna make an announcement soon. I'm pretty sure. Because they doing this Disney racing. They did that. They doing this. They just came out like 2-3 months ago. So I'm pretty sure they're trying to see how well this does, and then slowly every other month they're gonna start adding different games. I gotta see what gaming studio made that Disney Racing game. I could have sworn they used to have a game studio back in the day. I could be so wrong though.
They maybe did, but I mean, now that they don't make video games, you get rid of it. So.
They probably did get rid of it, yeah. But like I said, only time will tell with that. So hopefully y'all enjoy this episode. It's a short one because I just want to share the information with y'all, with the listeners, and see what y'all think. Tomorrow, I ain't going to spoil it because I'm going to let Dad spoil it tomorrow. Tomorrow we got a special episode for y'all. So y'all stay tuned for that, especially for I won't say old heads because everybody talk about it, but just know that we got a good episode, strictly dad episode tomorrow. So y'all stay tuned for that. But other than that, man, my name Randall. With me, what was that?
That's just the place. That's your table, actually.
Okay. But my name Randall. With me always, my boy LJ. And the OG dad himself, man. And together we go by the name of the 2-for-1 Special Podcast. It would do that noise when I try to do the outro. But hopefully y'all enjoyed this week's Petty Hours episode, man. And we will catch y'all on the next one. Peace out.
Peace.